So just a review from yesterday. So we know that the Gemara says that if the Kohen writes it on Shnei Dapim, right? Yeah, that's what I'm going over right now. If the Kohen writes it on Shnei Dapim, on two, in quotes, Dapim, so the halacha is that it's pasul, okay? And the reason why is the Torah says ba sefer, okay? So ba sefer, excuse me, the Torah says sefer. So sefer means one sefer, not two or three. So the question is, what does Dapim refer to? So does Dapim refer to writing it in two columns, okay? So again, you've all seen the inside of a Sefer Torah before. So Sefer Torah is written with various columns, right? So you would think that I could put, like, let's say one pasuk in this column and then start another column with the second pasuk, right? So Rashi says, in Rashi's own English Gemara, Kamash Malan, so the Gemara says Kamash Malan, that no, it can only be in one column, okay? The other way of learning is Tosfos's way. So Tosfos says, no, Shnei Dapim here refers to Yirios. Yirios are, different chunks of parchment, of cloth, right? So you would think I could write it, let's make it simple, that the Kohen could write like a pasuk on this piece of cloth here, and then another piece of cloth here, and then bring it to put it into the water. Kamash Malan, no. Now that's a much more literal way of understanding the Gemara, because the Gemara says velo shnayim velo shlosha svarim. So if I was on the surface, if I thought it shouldn't be two or three sefarim, what would I say? I would say that means if a pasuk's on this parchment and a pasuk's on this parchment, I now have two sefarim. So Tosos is definitely, not to bias you, but Tosos is definitely the easier reading of the Gemara. But ultimately, what's the machlokas here? And again, same as before, there's a Havamina and a Maskana. I mean, the fact that the Gemara has to tell us thus is, you would have thought, there's no reason why I couldn't put Rashi's way. I could put the Alos or whatever I'm writing in the Megillah on separate columns. Kamash Malon has to be one column. So I turn the, let's just look at a normal Torah column. Don't get fancy with Hazinu. Think of a normal Torah column. If you look at a Torah column, right? So what is the function of a stuma? Okay? You know what that is. You know, a stuma, right? Good. So like, for instance, if you looked at the laning from last week in Kiseitse, there's a lot of, like, if you look at the parts of the way it's written in the Torah, you have, like, these discrete psukim, right? You have a pasuk, and then a space, and then a pasuk, and then a space, right? Whereas, let's say, Parshas Balak, famously, there are no space, or Miketz, actually Miketz is the one, there's no psuchos or stumas in there, there's no spaces between the psukim, okay? So, based on that, what's the function of having spaces between the various psukim? What's its function? It's a thematic idea, meaning the Torah set up in a way to have these breaks to tell you you're going from theme A to theme B, from subject matter A to subject matter B, right? So in Parshas Ki Tzeitse, when you have a lot of these breaks, what the Torah is telling you is, this is a mitzvah, and this is a different mitzvah, and there's a different mitzvah, all right? Or let's say in this week's Parsha, you'll have like a section on the Bikurim, and then a separate section of Vidui Meiser, and how do you differentiate between the two? By having that break, that space in the Torah. Okay, so the way something's written in like a column method really has to do with a certain style of presentation. Meaning, like, I think what Sean is getting at. In other words, there's a certain continuity, right? That if you write everything in a continuous column, that it presents. Meaning, it's showing you that in the sota process, right? It's really one flow. It's a flow from A to Z. Okay, but if you wrote it on different columns, then you would see each step in some sense being, or let's say each of the alos or whatever you're writing on there, you would see them in a non-unified way. The presentation of the process of sota would not be done in a unified way. So Rashi's saying that the chiddush here is that when you write the sefer, you are including elements of the sota in the sefer, and it must be presented in a unified way. That's a din in how it appears. That's a thematic idea. Okay. That's what I think Rashi's saying. So Rashi's focusing on, and there's an element to sefer like that. Chaim brought the example of, Chaim's question proves my point. By Hazin on Az Yashir, to demonstrate that these things are Shira, right, are song, and not regular Torah, it's written differently, okay? So if you put it on different columns, you're then saying there's something, or you're saying, rather than look at it as A1, A2, A3, you would see it as A and B and C. And you shouldn't look at the SOTA process that's being duplicated in such a way. So I think, and to define this, in this kind of example, I would say the point of contention, it revolves around they're both looking for a type of a unified concept. They both want it to be unified. Okay, but when it comes to Sefer, there's two ways you could, there's two approaches you could take for unification. You could look at it insofar as the, what it called, the presentation's concerned, meaning the information must be presented in a unified way, and that's Rashi. What's the other way it could present itself as being unified? That's the structure of the Sefer. Okay, in other words, there's two ways that could show that this thing should be unified. Either it's through the content, and the content's presented in a certain way, or Tosfos is going to say, no, the idea of it being unified should be present in this being a discrete structure. So since it's a discrete structure, that's the other way. If it were on different pieces of cloth, even if it was tied together, you would see the steps as being discrete from each other, or you would see ideas of the Sota being discrete from each other. So Tosfos also says that it also is an idea of unification. It's just the unification comes about through the structure, meaning it being one structure, right? One discrete entity demonstrates that now it is, one Sefer. In other words, I would clarify in Rashi, when you have a small amount of material, how would you demonstrate that there are two different concepts going on? By putting them in different columns. So the Gemara now says, Kasav Os Achas, right? I'll bring it up on the... So the Gemara says, Kasav Os Achas, okay, Umachok Os Achas. Okay, so what did you do? So you wrote a letter, okay? And then you erased a letter, okay? Or let's say the letter, using the water, okay? And then Kasav Os Achas. And then you wrote another letter, Umachok Os Achas. Okay, and then you erase the second letter. Okay? And that's how you did it for the entire Megillah. Okay, so again, now, okay, what's the context of the question here? Just to get our information straight. Okay? Like Rashi says, Kasav Os Achas Umacha Alamayim V'chazer 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 Umacha Ach Shehishlim Eskula Pasol. Okay? D'ksev Es Kol HaTorah Ach Dei Kulak Echa. So what's the context of this question here? You know what I mean? Like, it's a funny kind of question that Gemara is asking. Why would you in a million... Okay, what's the Havamina? Why would you in a million years think this is okay to do? So you're saying, in other words, what you're saying is that... I mean, it's a really funny idea, but what you're saying is that, well, it's true that at the end of the writing, he never actually had the entire Megillah, the entire Ksiva on the Megillah at once, but you can't say he didn't write every word. And he wrote it in order, and he wrote all the psukim. He wrote every pasuk. It's just that, what did he do? After every word, he erased the word, right? Using the water. So what's going on here? I mean, that's why this Gemara is such a huge pivot, because we've been dealing all along with, and remember that tension I told you, we've been dealing all along with the halachas of treating this like a sefer. Now the Gemara is actually teasing us with this possibility that a person could go ahead and write a letter and then erase it, and write a letter and erase it. And what's the maskana? The Gemara says, "Diksev also law coin is kol atarazos," right? Which means that the Megillah has to be written first, and then the Mechika could take place. So what's the Havamina? How do you define such a Havamina? It sounds like a crazy thing. If at the end of the... Just to back up, I think, what Yonah is saying also. If at the end of the writing, okay, even though he's erasing each letter... If you asked him, did you write the entire Megillah? The answer would be, yes, he wrote the entire Megillah. You can't say he didn't. It's just that there was no point in time where the entire Megillah was present on the cloth. But he wrote it. It's interesting that everyone's focused. I get the bias here. We've just been working so hard to establish the idea of what a sefer is. And now the Gemara is switching gears a bit and getting more into how the water works, okay? Which is really the Mechika, okay? So I don't think the Havamina is crazy, because as Yosef is repeated multiple times, and I agree with him, we see that this entire Megillah is a different kind of safer experience altogether, right? But that's for sure true, okay? But let's understand what we know. We know there are two... This is the Havamina. We know there are two obligations here. There's an obligation to write the alos, and there's also an obligation to do what? To erase the alos, right? I must write down, and I must erase. Those are two obligations that are taking place here, right? So, and what does the Kohen have to accomplish? He has to accomplish both the writing of whatever is contained in the Torah and erasing that information as well. That's his obligation. So there would be nothing wrong at all with the Kohen going ahead and writing a letter and then erasing the letter. Because again, as long as I could say at the end that what have I done? I've written everything I'm supposed to write and I've erased everything I'm supposed to write. So the Kohen has done a fabulous job. The Havin is a very intuitive Havin. It's the simplest idea in the world. There's two separate obligations. There's a Ksiv obligation and a Mechik obligation. The Kohen must write what's in the Torah and he must erase what's in the Torah. Okay? But that's not what the Maskana is saying. Okay, and Yosef is hitting the right point. The Torah says, "The Asolah HaKohen es Kol HaTorah HaZos." What is the Gemara telling us about the relationship of the Mechika to the Megillah? It's particularly to the Ksiva. No. I know. More. You got to say better than that. You're right, but more. What? But I don't think that's enough of a halachic tie-in. I don't think it just means it comes after. Because I can argue that if I write a letter, after I write the letter, I erase the letter. So I'm following the order. I am following... If I write a letter and then erase it, I'm following the order. In other words, that's an important... Wait a second. That's an important point. In other words, if you want to go down the order road, I would just reply by saying, I'm following the order. I'm writing and then erasing. That's the order. Let's think about it for a second. We've been saying all along that this Sefer is unlike any other Sefer. It's a unique Sefer, not meant to be read, etc. So remember, what is the culmination of the writing of this Sefer? In other words, or I'll put it a different way, and this is the key. When would I say I've completed writing the Sefer? When you erase it. That, I know it's going to sound counterintuitive, okay? And it sounds very counterintuitive. But if you think about it, I think halakhically you're going to have to say this. Okay? And Yosef, listen to this point, Yosef. It's a very important point. This is how the Gemara is darshaning it out. Okay? The asolas kol ha-Torah hazos. Yeah. So what that means is that you haven't completed, right, the Megillah, the Ksivas Megillah, right, until, what's the culmination of the Ksivas Megillah? The Mechika. That means the Mechika is actually, it's not discrete, but it's part of the very construct of the Megillah itself, okay? The Havamin is looking at the water as being one thing and the writing is another thing, two separate steps, right? But if you say that the Mechika is actually part of the very institution of the Ksiva Megillah itself, right? Meaning, when have I finished the Megillah? I finish it by erasing it. That's when I can say it's done. But then I need a Megillah to erase, right? I have to point that the water, in a sense, points to that Megillah. It has a chalo shem that emerges from this Megillah. It's not just simply water that I'm using to erase. It's tied to this very Megillah itself because it's part of the very process of Ksivas Megillah Sotah.